From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. American art collectors and dealers have been flocking to Havana since late May for the month-long exhibition called the Biennial, or the Bienal in Spanish. Think of it as the Cuban version of Art Basel. Virtually every inch of outdoor space in Havana has been converted into a gigantic gallery where artists from about 40 countries are exhibiting. And since it's the first biennial launched after the reopening of U.S.-Cuba relations, the event is being closely watched by many people outside the art world. With us in the studio is Miami-based art critic and curator, Dr. Milagros Bello. And Dr. Bello, you've just come back from this year's biennial.
Yes.
Why are so many people pouring into Havana for this year's biennial?
In my opinion, I think there is a change in the image of Cuba, internationally talking, because of the different politics that the United States is doing towards Cuba. Taking Cuba out of the terrorist list, it kind of eased out the way the people related or relate now to Cuba. They're less scared to go there.
They're less scared to go there.
Yeah. Economically, artistically, culturally, there is a big change right now.
Since the trade embargo was first established in the early 1960s, how easy has it been for American collectors to bring back Cuban art?
The embargo didn't cover art. So American collectors or dealers or galleries could always go there and buy art. The difference between now and before is that the regulations from the government were tougher. Now, with the change of the political situation, the openness of Cuba towards the United States, the Americans feel more available to just jump in the plane, go there, buy, and ship back the work.
Historically, art in Cuba has been a bargain. You could get good art for bargain basement prices, but now that's beginning to change, isn't it?
Totally, because now the art market of Cuba is open to the world. And due to the biennial, the market really confirmed the possibility of relationship to the international markets. So they are rising the prices.
There's a school of thought that says, watch art in Cuba very, very carefully. Watch art sales in Cuba, because that's going to signal how commerce is going to be once U.S.-Cuba relations are entirely thawed.
I totally agree.
Doesn't most high-end art in Cuba need to be sold from government-run galleries?
Today, the situation has been changing. They are run based by the government, and they take a percentage from the artist, but there is a new phenomenon coming up right now.
Which is?
Artists are opening up their own studios that really function as galleries that are not regulated by the government, but when they sell an artwork, they ship it, they receive the money, usually into accounts that are located in Canada, not in the United States yet. And they receive the money and they can retrieve the money through credit cards or debit cards in ATMs that are already functioning in Cuba. Not Americans, of course. And what happened is they are regulated, they declare the sale, and they pay a percentage to the government. And everybody's happy.
We've been chatting with Miami-based art critic and curator Dr. Milagros Bello about the Cuban Art Biennial, which runs until June 22nd. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.